The redded west and a bit south. It's them, all right.
He stepped around Tag to retrieve a scrap of bark cloth fibre that was snagged on a holly bush.
Aye, look at this, mate.
The author took the bark cloth fragment and sniffed it carefully before turning his attention to Campathia.
How long have you been at this camp, ma'am?
She sniffed and replied indifferently.
All summer long, if that's any business of yours.
Tag shook his head at Jerkin to indicate that she was lying. Jerkin tipped him a broad wink, then launched into a tirade at her, just as Meredink was repeating.
Business of yours?
You mealy-mouthed, snake-tongued, bandy-spiked fibber!
Horrified, Campathia covered Pecunia's ears.
You common river hog, how dare you use such language?
Such language?
Her husband echoed. Jerkin was enjoying himself. He raised his voice and roared.
Then tell the truth, you fat, icy-snouted, beady-eyed nettle bush!
Campathia withered under Jerkin's furious salvo. Dropping her head, she brushed imaginary dust specks from her dress.
Day before yesterday, we arrived in the early evening.
Early?
She stamped on Meredink's footpaw, silencing him. Tag nodded courteously.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll be on our way.
The three friends cut off through the undergrowth, leaving the snobbish southern forthrights behind. Nimbalo was curious.
Tag, mate, how did you know they hadn't been there all summer?
The otter tucked the bark cloth scrap into his belt.
Because they'd be dead if they had. Just before they arrived and made camp there, Valag and Ephra passed through. It was Ephra gave the game away by tearing his tunic on that holly bush. I can smell Weasel any time, and his scent was still on the cloth. That means we're tracking Groovin, Dagrab and Rawback, who are tracking Valag and Ephra. Isn't that nice, mate? We're all going the same way. But what about you, Jerkin? Hadn't you better get back to your dilly pins and the raft?
The sturdy hedgehog nodded ruefully.
Ah, mate, even though I'd like to stand alongside you when you catch up with those vermints, but I'll take another route back to the old scow. Don't want to bump into Campathia Fortrath and her family again.
And her family again?
Jerkin roared with laughter at Nimbalo's impersonation of Meredink.
I'll miss you, you little rascal. Take good care of each other now. 'Twas a pleasure meeting you both. Tag, mate, may the stream be smooth and your rudder never bust on you.
The three joined pause for a moment. Then Jerkin turned and cut off at a tangent back to his family in the raft. The trail was clear now. Tag knew he was following five vermin. He recalled his dreams, the mouse warrior Martin beckoning him urgently, Valak firing the arrows at him, trying to slay him, to stop him. The otter knew then, with a ruthless certainty, nothing was going to stop him going to Redwall. Nothing and no beast.